making sure that we were well aware of liability that we would be assuming as part of this agreement. I bring it back before us because I feel that this is something that we are a part of, whether we want to or not. The question comes down to, are we going to have representation on that board and be able to weigh in on the direction it goes, or is that going to fall to one of our mayors, probably to the mayor of Ames, would be the representative, and end up impacting all of Story County in that. We had a couple letters in the packet, one from president of DMAC, Rob Dennison, who is actually administering the program, talking about how they will mitigate some of the liability concerns that we have. And the second one is from Pat Brown, who is Story County's liaison, is appointed by this board on this group, both encouraging us to be part of it. I wish that Jessica was here today. Since she's not, I feel like I have to underscore her continued reservations about the liability we would be assuming here, doing exactly what our civil attorney is supposed to do. I would say the next step of what our civil attorney is supposed to do is, if we do enter into an agreement like this, they would be the one representing us if anything did go haywire. We assume liability every day in everything we do, and it comes down to, is this a program that Story County should be part of, or is it not? Do we want to have somebody on that executive board helping to dictate the services that come to Story County and how those dollars are used, or do we want to hand it off to somebody else over very real concerns about the liability we'd be assuming?
And the 2080 agreement is the same as it was.
Same as it was. Nothing's been changed. We asked for them to change it. They did not change it. Now that they've had, six counties enter into it, I mean, there's just not a way to change it. Now, it's a simple, do we want to be part of it with those other counties or do we not?
I think it's fair to say that the question about the liability is a very appropriate one. We all have history of the workforce agency from prior years and some of the challenges that happened. And at the end, when there had to be dollars paid back, and I'm just going to use the example of CTEC, for example, as the agency I'm referring to, it was assumed that individual counties would have some liabilities to help in recovering those funds. We were one of the few counties that said absolutely not, and we stuck by our guns in that regard. Several counties did step up to the plate a little bit, and I think at that time they didn't look too favorably on us, but I think it was always our understanding that there was no liability to the county, and we didn't see any reason for doing that. So I think if there's no question that I believe that as a county there is value in having the kind of representation that we have. And I know that not only this type of board, but there have been other boards that have looked at different types of developments, whether there were small grant dollars to startup companies and so forth that we used to be part of. And in those cases, there was a supervisor from each of the counties that were represented there, because there were dollars that were going to be expended, and I felt that that was value. Because if this is countywide, it's not just the city of Ames per se, and I really believe that we should have a member of this board consider being part of the overall oversight. I guess what do they call themselves? The regional board is what I believe.
It's the CEO board.
The CEO board.
We would have one member on if we are part of the 2080 agreement. If we choose not to be part of it, then they will still
seek someone.
But it will be a mayor, and like I say, probably the mayor in Ames.
Now, I can certainly support the concept, but I do think that we were well within our right to raise this issue, and if at the end of the day our legal counsel feels that there is a potential safeguards that are going to be in place, and I like the idea that any agency that enters into being a provider of service has to document their financial strength, does give us some degree of encouragement. It's kind of the same philosophy that we used in the mental health provider. We looked at the financial strength of an agency and being able to come in and take that up. So
Well, the fact that Central Iowa Investment Board is Workforce Investment Board is working with DMAC lends me some comfort.
Right.
I mean, the structure is not what I would have written if I were the one writing it. But if Wayne, to your point, very clearly, it's written to acknowledge and address what Story County did with the previous CTEC. Situation, and it is, if we choose to adopt this, we're all in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
that's
no,
right.
you're assuming the liability assuming if there's hanky-panky down the road.
Right.
And
right.
For me, at the end of the day, Wayne, I agree with you that we need to have representation on this CEO board, but we need to go into it with our eyes wide open because we're fortunate to have outstanding legal counsel. We're fortunate that Jessica Reynolds is as tough and sharp as she is. She's given us great advice. She's telling us that we better watch ourselves, and we better watch ourselves. But we just need to analyze, okay, is this one of those times that it's worth assuming the risk in order to be able to provide the potential benefit to the people of Story County?
Right. I believe that we do need to have a voice on this board, and I believe that the Board of Supervisors is the right board to lend that voice. Rick, you're correct. There's liability in everything we do, and I appreciate the hard work that Jessica put into this, and her job is to try to keep us out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm satisfied that there's enough oversight. I think everybody learned a valuable lesson from the CTEC episode. I'm hesitant to even say that, but I think everybody's learned their lesson. I think that there'll be much more oversight in the dealings with this board than there was previously. So I think I do have some concerns, but I think the benefit's going to outweigh what my concerns are, and I think we're going to have to be diligent about our oversight or our part of the oversight. So I would move approval of the resolution 1542.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion.
I just want to know who's going to tell Jessica.
I'll step up and bite that bullet.
Good enough.
Okay.
Motion to second. Further discussion.
No.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Resolution 1542, authorizing the signature of the 28E agreement and articles agreement for Region 11 of the Central Iowa Workforce Development Board passes. Thanks, guys.
Just send her a text. She's 1,500 miles away. What's she going to do about it?
That 1,500 miles is not enough. Let's see. Emergency Management Department report. Keith Morgan. Keith, how are you today?
Happy to be here. Proud to serve as
Yes,
always.
Sir.
Wouldn't expect any less.
This one's on, yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
As normal, I'll start off with responses. On January 8th, Story County Emergency Management activated the I-35 closure plan after the DOT closed the interstate. While there was some confusion as to whether it was the entire interstate or just the northbound lanes that was closed, the structure to accommodate motorists diverted into Ames was rapidly established. Overall, it was a relatively short closure, and there were no reported numbers on the motors that did divert into Ames. But the key is that having this capability, in combination with the work that went into developing the plan and the annual testing of the plan, helped us validate and update it where necessary, so it was executed almost flawlessly. On February 8th, the courthouse apartments had a significant fire. Our office worked closely with the American Red Cross to meet the needs of the residents displaced by the fire. Red Cross personnel were here the day of the fire and the two subsequent days. They met with eight of the residents and opened three disaster response cases to assist those affected by the fire. The Methodist Church in Nevada also was a big part of the response by opening the church to the Red Cross, so they had a place to work from and by providing food to the affected residents while the Red Cross was helping them. This is another example of how many different people and agencies can come together to help those affected by disasters, large and small. Story County Emergency Management would like to thank both these agencies for their help. And I'd also like people to think about the efforts that it would take to provide these services on a large scale. On March 4th, our office assisted Nevada Public Safety with their response to a suspicious package received at Burke Marketing. Our office received the initial call and informed Nevada of the situation while also notifying Iowa Homeland Security. The package was determined to be harmless, but the personnel at Burke Marketing did the correct thing in having the package checked out. Training on how to handle suspicious packages would benefit Story County employees given the high visibility of our operations. On March 4th, emergency management also worked with Star One Search and Rescue Team to support a search by the Meskwaki Tribal Police. A search team and one K-9 asset was deployed to assist, but no new leads were developed. With respect to planning, revisions of the Emergency Support Function 10, Hazardous Materials, and ESF 14, Recovery, have been completed and distributed for comments. Revisions of ESF 10 were primarily formatting to meet Iowa Homeland Security requirements. Work on ESF 14 was much more extensive, with a focus on disaster assessment and debris management. Both these aspects of recovery are critical to rapidly as possible returning a community to normal operations in a cost-effective manner. The plan is just the start point. Every jurisdiction now needs to review their disaster plans and ensure they have the capability to execute the task they need to do to interface with the countywide plan during a disaster. Our office is also moving into phase two of the planning efforts to help develop guidelines for the integration of fire, EMS, and law enforcement into an active shooter response. Phase one involved developing an outline of actions that would be needed to take place during a response and the identification of when there would be interactions between agencies. These efforts focused on identifying how general duties and responsibilities should be divided amongst the response agencies and the development of common terminology to facilitate quick and smooth integration of available resources on scene. In phase two, we will refine these principles and develop standard operating guidelines to document these concepts so each agency can build training programs to educate their personnel on these guidelines. Phase three will be to conduct exercises with all the agencies to allow our first responders to practice these concepts and to identify how to make them better. Our objective is to conduct these exercises in June of 2016. Under preparedness, on Saturday, February 21st, Story County Emergency Management conducted an exercise workshop that involved DuPont, Nevada Fire, EMS and Police, and Story County Medical Center. The workshop was designed to look at procedures for dealing with an intruder within the DuPont facility and the release of hazardous materials. The workshop was very productive as it was designed to be an open dialogue on how these agencies should work together in these situations. Through having major players in the same room as the procedures were reviewed, a common understanding was developed of how each agency would react to these events and what their priorities were. The next step of this process will be a functional exercise where we move from the development of procedures to testing them. It will involve all of the above agencies plus grow to include the Sheriff's Dispatch, Des Moines Hazmat, and Mary Greeley Medical Center if they choose to participate. Additionally, we are working with Burke Marketing to conduct a tabletop exercise to examine how the emergency response community would react to the release of anhydrous ammonia from their facility. These exercises have helped emergency management develop a closer partnership with Story County Medical Center. We are working with them to improve on how they will link into response activities, and also how to develop greater resilience for their own operations. Finally, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week. We've been working with the media to bring awareness of the transition to weather conditions that rapidly deteriorate into life-threatening situations. Tomorrow, the National Weather Service will be conducting a statewide tornado drill. I encourage all Story County departments to review their severe weather procedures and to execute a sheltering drill during the statewide tornado drill that will occur at approximately 10:15 tomorrow. The last report I told you that our contractor for the Coalition for Disaster Recovery had, we had lost him. We have since hired a replacement and had a meeting on March 16th. We gained one more member, and our main members still remain committed to serving the community with volunteers in times of disaster. Many good ideas were worked on during the meeting, and emergency management hopes that we are reaching a point where the effort will now take off. Now the bad news is, this month we lost our coordinator for the Medical Reserve Corps due to changes in his employment situation. This, combined with our inability to find a doctor willing to serve as a medical director to oversee the medical aspects of this program, draws into question our ability to have a viable Medical Reserve Corps here in Story County. Again, this highlights the significant difficulty our office faces finding volunteers and contractors with the skills and qualifications to assist emergency management planning, response, and recovery.
Keith, could I interrupt just for a minute? Take me back a little bit and help me visualize or understand the medical personnel needed in case of a disaster. We have agreements with our medical facilities, such as Story County Hospital, Mary Greeley, any other needs as far as attending to people who might be injured and so forth. But what are you envisioning with a medical reserve corps? This is different than the Red Cross, but are these volunteers, people who are trained in the medical profession that we're looking for? Just help me understand that a little bit.
The Medical Reserve Corps is designed to have a spectrum of people, with some with medical capabilities and some that are just interested in helping out in items that might be associated with medical activities. We have focused on trying to develop the Medical Reserve Corps to provide us volunteers to go into our sheltering situations and provide that not quite medical first aid kind of stuff, but to have people there that have the capability and knowledge to be able to assist. There becomes a problem, because you have to define across that spectrum when you're starting to move into the skills that would normally require certification.
Right.
That drove us to needing to have a medical director that could help us quantify what activities should be done by somebody with just standard training, what activities should be done by somebody with a CNA certification, what activities should be done by a registered nurse. We haven't had much success trying to find that medical director, and that's our start point. Without that, the liabilities of us taking on additional activities with the Medical Reserve Corps in a sheltering situation, frankly, are too big for us to do that.
Thank
what
you.
What happens if we can't have a viable Medical Reserve Corps? Where is that just a hole that's not going to get filled? What happens?
It would be a hole that would not be filled. We would go into this disaster, if we were to have a disaster, we would go into a disaster without a structure to be able to quickly do this. So we would probably lose that first 6 to 12 hours of time where, if we had a pool of people, cadre, that could come in and organize these folks to rapidly move into our shelters, we would have to divert our attention from other things to try and set that up, and it wouldn't happen as quickly as we all want it to.
Can we look at contracting with an entity like Mary Greeley Hospital to provide that function for us? We wouldn't know exactly who it was, but much like, okay, so you activate the Emergency Operations Center, right?
Correct.
You've got certain people trained in certain functions, but you don't know precisely who's going to be sitting in the chair. You know it's kind of a group. Is it possible to set something like that up for this using somebody like Mary Greeley Medical Center or Story County Medical Center as the facilitator that says, here's our pool, let's get these half dozen individuals trained up and ready?
The concept behind the MRC was to not double tap the same pool of people. Those that would actually, if I understand you correctly, that would be a part of the Mary Greeley system, if we have a large-scale disaster, are most likely going to be sucked into that excess capacity that Mary Greeley's going to need to gin up to take care of the massive number of first aid cases and like that. We were hoping to draw upon people that retirees, folks like that, that already aren't dedicated to the overall system to pull them on in.
Can you reach out to RSVP and see if they've got anybody in their system who might have interest in doing something like this?
RSVP does have some folks that they are on contract with the Board of Health through Mary Greeley to do that for what we call PODs, points of distribution, should we have an event that we need to do massive inoculations. Those are a little bit easier. And again, their function is much more the administrative, get them in the line. What we are asking people to do is a little bit more. It's critical, for instance, in a shelter, if you have people that are on medicines, you have to have somebody there that can, right, can keep those medicines and observe and make sure that they get handed out. Simply assisting somebody to the bathroom and back that may be elderly, it starts going across into some gray areas, and we were hoping to try and pull these folks in, get them things like first aid, CPR as a start point, and then identify if there are classes on lifting techniques. But again, we haven't gotten much traction, and a key aspect to defining that is getting a person with a medical license to help us define those, to be a medical director for this function.
So this coordinator of the Medical Reserve Corps has to be a licensed?
No, the coordinator would work with the medical director.
Okay.
To help. We envision the coordinator working to put the structure together, taking it to a medical director, having them look at it and say, yes, that makes sense, or no, you're asking that person to do something that would require this level of a certification. So there's the two parts to it. We need to pull in the person to put the structure together, and we have to have that top level.
So coordinator is who we lost.
Correct.
We think we'll be able to find somebody to replace that position if we deem that this is viable. We've never been able to find a medical director.
Correct.
Okay.
And the coordinator was trying to work to find the medical director also. And we're continuing. We're working with Chris Perrin at Mary Greeley. We've developed a job description for that, but it's one of those things where our office has put a lot of time and effort into it, and we just don't seem to be able to be getting traction to get this going at the levels that we're trying right now.
Well, how about if you and I dig into this? I've got a couple people that for medical director that I would want to reach out to. Leave it to you to figure out coordinator. Find a coordinator, but let's you and I maybe go have coffee with a couple people and see if we can figure out a medical director.
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Yep. Our office.
Our office has dedicated significant time to transitioning from the previous mass notification system we had called Code Red to Story County Iowa Alerts. We have worked closely with the new mass notification provider to develop a web-based application to make it easy as possible for residents to register their mobile devices. After we had the initial messages sent out by Code Red, we fielded approximately 25 to 35 calls from the public to switch them to this new system. And oftentimes, I actually just signed up the caller while they were on the phone with me. I provided a briefing to the Colonesco School Administration on our Story County Iowa Alerts, and they have pledged to push registration by parents and students so they have the ability to communicate with them during emergencies. We've begun to work with the Ames City Administration to provide them the ability to access the system and provide emergency communications to their residents. We are also developing prepared messages for facilities that have extremely hazardous chemicals to speed up the notification process to nearby residents should there be a situation at one of these locations. We're also working with Leanne Harder to develop instructional YouTube videos for Story County Iowa Alerts users and administrators to guide them on how to use the system. Mass notification is a powerful tool during an emergency, and all jurisdictional executives and incident commanders need to become well-trained on not just the mechanics of the Story County Iowa Alerts system, but also how to integrate this capability into their overall disaster response. Looking ahead, Unfortunately, it doesn't look like my office is going to get much of a break in the next quarter. Along with the DuPont exercise, we are anticipating being involved in three iterations of the Story County Sheriff abduction drill, a controlled burn training exercise up in McCallsburg, a Iowa Homeland Security social media exercise, state-level communications exercise with our amateur radio emergency services operators, and we're hosting a continuity of government training class, revising two plans and responding to severe weather events. I need your help. We look to integrate EOC activation procedures into the Story County, Iowa system, and to do that, I need Story County employees that are assigned to the EOC to register their phones. If they're not already listed in the white pages, we need them to make sure and put their home phones in there, cell phones, work email addresses, and into Story County, Iowa alerts. Even after I had written up this, by working with the system, we've devised a different process to do that. We're going to integrate this into some upcoming EOC training. Get the folks down there, have them sign up while we're doing the training, because we need to have them sign up as a secondary method so that we're not having them receive the wrong kind of messages at the wrong time. So we're going to be working with that. But I still encourage all Story County employees to go in and sign up their own cell phone numbers for the communities that they're concerned with so that they get this emergency information, and to look out for anybody that they know. Push them to this system. It's a good system.
If you wouldn't mind, and I know you're not going to get much of a break in the next quarter, if you or Melissa could put together just the text of what kind of email, you know, the instructions for how they would do it, I'll send it out to all county employees. And then if you need any assistance at all with the extra step with the EOC workers, you let me know on that one.
Appreciate the help.
Yep.
Additionally, I know Leanne Harder is scheduled to attend our continuity of planning class on April 4th. She'll need support from the top on down, from the Board of Supervisors to department heads to elected officials, to translate that training into a good continuity of government plan, which will need to address the shortfalls that we identified during that planning process, to do some training that will transform the plan into a real capability to ensure we can provide critical services to our residents during disasters.
Something I hope we would never need, but we're going to regret it if we need it and we haven't done it.
It will happen rapidly, and if we are not ready, as evidenced in Linn County and many other counties,
yep.
When your system gets hit, you don't want to be starting from ground zero on developing a capability to rebound from it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Keith, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
No, I just wanted to again echo what I said to you in my email follow-up, how much I appreciated yours and Amy's presentation to the Board of Supervisors at ISAC Spring School. I had just so many outstanding comments from supervisors, how thorough and informative your presentation was, and it just made me extremely proud to be a supervisor, knowing that we have the type of leadership in our emergency management program that we have. And so I don't know if they've posted that on there. I haven't checked the website of it yet, but I know a lot of people wanted to have your presentation made available because it was just outstanding. So, again, thank you again for all you do, not only here within our community, but your willingness to reach out and be a strong voice for the role and function of emergency management. And however you came up with that title, I thought it was just great.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, both Amy and I, and IAMA, the overall association, to be able to get our word out and to try and draw together a better team that involves supervisors, mayors, and everybody to be prepared.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
All right, next item is our County Outreach and Special Projects Manager report, Leanne Harder.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
One second to switch out presentations. Okay. This was on the agenda, so I'm going to kind of flip through the presentation, just give you some highlights. I think the last time I was here was last November. I want to start out by telling Shelley thank you for dealing my brain farts here and there because I had it told her one day I can meet today, I can't meet today. I think we switched this around maybe 5-6 times. Maybe not that much, but it seemed like it. So thank you, Shelley, very much. Just start with the communication plan. This was second year the board's adopted one. What the result was, a couple more items were added to my work program. Continuing the quadrant meetings and the newsletters, but adding the National and County Government Month and some other items. I have several slides on work program items. I'm really pleased. A lot of these are knocked off, and I can get on to the other ones. This slide is one of those three that really is where we can basically say we're done with. Mail delivery system, actually training by Pitney Bowes, was this morning. I think we have SendSuite live. And the towers, this building looks fantastic with the one tower. Those are gone. I think they were outside cleaning up this morning. And then we do have the policy for website linking, and I have that available for anyone. It's on the S drive as well. Continue with more work program items. Did a logo for the safety committee that hopefully will be added to our work, our pay stubs here very shortly. Image in the lower left-hand corner is one that the board approved for window clings that we share with those entities that take advantage of Story County programs, such as Zeering, McCallsburg, et cetera, through our different programs. The right-hand corner is a CIP that was approved a couple weeks ago, and that's online as well. And then the image on the far upper right-hand corner is one that I did up for the Story County Economic Development Group, trying to really promote their presence on our website as well. Continuing on the 2014 annual report, we've distributed about 250 of them thus far. As I go on my C2C tour, which I'll get to shortly, I'm taking those as well. And we've sent to all city libraries, all city halls for distribution. Rick did do the state of the county address, sat in here, and taped an audio recording as well. And
one take Sanders.
Yes, I don't have anything to come back on that. Next one is the floodplain management program. I don't have facts and figures on number of permits for you. I can share those with you another time. But we've been sending out public outreach materials to real estate agents, lenders, insurance agents. Thank you very much to AEDC, specifically Drew Camp, for helping me set up a lunch and learn training program on floodplain management. Bill Capuccio with the Iowa DNR came up, and we think about 30 people attended that training. It was, I think, very well received, and I hope to repeat it again. I'm really busy sending out those fact sheets, like I said. Really big item coming up is we have the official meeting set with our community rating system, ISO specialist, for April 23rd. She'll come up, spend the entire day with me, go through everything, and with that, hopefully we'll be on the way to starting a CRS community. The end is in sight. Homebase Iowa, the board did approve a resolution. We're now working to determine road signs needs, and then we'll work with Drew Camp and the ADC on what that incentive package looks like. Squaw Creek Watershed, Lisa's not here, but I do want to thank Lisa Markley for her diligence on this grant program. It has been a pain. The grant has been CDBG funding. We all kind of knew that going into it, but it is done. The plan's approved. Lisa's closed out her materials. I've sent in my last materials. I think Paul signed off on everything. And then the state did award the Watershed Management Authority with over $500,000.
Well, with in-kind, it'll be about $900,000.
Standing.
Which is a fantastic way to be able to implement this plan. And it is a very good plan. Outreach and...
What am I going to notice changing as I walk along Squaw Creek?
I don't have a date.
It's a 20-year planning horizon, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, what kind of things are we going to do?
Well, they're working on, like, everybody's favorite, the Nutrigen...
nitrogen, yeah.
Right, but there's also some, like, stream bank stabilization.
Yeah, absolutely, because, yeah. I mean, where I walk, it's really fallen off into...
Right.
Into the stream, so I'm just curious.
And the biggest thing is the outreach with the private landowners, because the majority of that is, you know, it's held privately, so...
Absolutely. That's where I spend most of my time, without permission, so... The dog likes it, though.
And a great component of the plan and the funding that... the Prairie Rivers has received with the Watershed Management Authority is the outreach component. to have almost a watershed awareness. You know you live in that watershed. How many people really truly know what watershed they live in? And building that groundswell as well to not demand improvements, but be aware of it so you do see when they occur.
We've got a big beaver living in Squaw Creek right now, chewing up trees.
That can be troublesome.
Yeah.
He may need a floodplain permit. We'll have the second of the four quadrant meetings for this part of the communications plan this or tomorrow. That's in north, was tomorrow is Roland, the northwest Story County, and next Monday is Zeering, and then a couple weeks later. And the board also established again this year the Community Technical Assistance Program. I haven't heard anything back, but I do think there are several communities that are going to take advantage of that. We received our Connect Iowa certification in January, visited by the governor. A lot of those items are going to be back on my work program now, actually five of those, and I'll get starting on those probably come fiscal year. I need to go to the next slide. Cornerstone to Capstone, we had the RFP out there. We did pull the contract from today's agenda so we could have some more language discussions with the proposed consultant. That will be hopefully next week. I say hopefully because we've tentatively scheduled a joint Planning and Zoning Commission and Story County Conservation Board for next week to really be the kickoff, and we'll invite the board as well if you'd care to attend. I am doing my C2C tour, going to all school boards and city councils throughout Story County. Unfortunately, I'm now booked out till August, but I'm getting there. I'm going to actually send a mailing in advance, though, for those I can't get to so that they're aware. Once we hit the ground running on this, we're going to go full steam ahead. Been able to do some outreach with Drew's assistance. Did go to the Colonesco School Fair or Career Fair a couple weeks ago. Scheduled to go to Nevada here in a couple weeks, I believe. What I've been able to do, I'm changing up a little each time, but if you see the computer in the upper right-hand screen, that what I did at Colonesco, I didn't have as much interaction as I wanted to when the computer died. But NACO has the County Works iCivics program. I loaded that on, had a couple of kids go through it, and then had a little handout that they could take it home and go through it. I'm going to talk to NACO, see if we can put a link to that on our website as well. And then I definitely will be able to share this with the Nevada School District. I also, with Nevada, have that flood model. I don't know if you all recall me bringing that in for some floodplain training that I've been able to borrow from the Iowa Floodplain Stormwater Management Association. So I'm going to have really interactive flood modeling that can build on the STEM approach, and then some, here's county government, public sector jobs, and then county works. The county works game is actually kind of fun, too, by the way. I also went to the Ames Chamber at the Capitol Day 2 weeks ago and had a nice display there, and had some people did stop by and say, well, why is Story County here? I'm like, well, Ames is located in Story County. So it was a good.
The first time we've been part of that, I think.
And I do want to thank Drew for allowing us to be there and have a really good presence. You had Iowa Hawkeye Chuck Long here receiving this year's Iowa Games recognition, and thank you. Finalized the handbook for boards and commissions that's been distributed digitally in hard copy as new commission members are come on board. Other items, I've been working with Keith and Melissa on the Story County Iowa Alerts video. I know Keith did mention that. He did get the script done, so we'll be wrapping that first video up for YouTube. It's a short, 3-minute video on how do you register. I attended the Vision 2020 for Nevada with Paul. Did some strategic planning with the board earlier this year, and then we'll follow up. And I think it's going to be towards the end of April. I was hoping mid-April, but with National County Government Month, I think I need to push it to the end of April. There was a 4-part marketing training series that was hosted by the DNR. Did attend those. The benefit of attending those, the DNR is under contract with this marketing firm out of Cedar Rapids and Des Moines. For pro bono, anything I want to run past them, they have to give me comments on till the end of this year. So that's fantastic. We had some contracts with EOR, Emmons and Olivier, for Watershed, and then I did go to Iowa Water Conference. Ahead of us, me, I guess, the CRS meeting I mentioned, Box City will be May 14th, and so I'll be going to school probably next week to start the kicking off on that. This will be an interesting year to do it. We're doing a a one-day event. So I have yet to figure out the logistics of this with 400 school children and me, essentially. Facade grant will be coming back to you, and then we'll release that for June applications and go live with that in July. I need to get Rick and Dev Shildroth together in here to talk about mental health redesign and all the steps that have occurred with the Get to Know segment. I'm going to come back to the one that's highlighted there in a minute, the Story County video. But you've had a chance to look at this. I won't bore you. I just do a couple of things that are not on there. I might push up the next newsletter in advance of when I'd hope to do it. I might get out a little bit sooner if time allows. Our story, the bigger newsletter. And then I need to work with Drew on some AEDC materials for the meeting in Washington, D.C. And also, thank you to Wayne. We are going to submit our ISAC Innovation Award to NACO, and that submission is due this week.
Outstanding.
And then working with historical societies, get some rotating images for Rick's office and as well as this building. I do want to spend a minute on the Story County video, which is from CGI. Let me see if I can get this to work. So CGI is a company out of Rochester, New York, and I think it was Wayne I can thank for giving them my contact information, but they're an ISAC partner, a NACO partner and a National League of Cities partner, and what they do is they do these videos for free for counties and cities throughout the United States. If this works. I'm not going about turning the volume, but just so you see an idea. They have a tour book with a welcome message. These are one-minute long videos. What CGI would do if we were to agree to do this, let me close this, is that they would provide that one-minute welcome video. That would probably be the chair of the Board of Supervisors or whomever. Up to 5 additional videos that showcase various aspects of Story County, whether it's focusing on economic development, tourism, housing, whatever we want. The list is truly endless. They allow for one community organization and however many nonprofits we want to have a video done as well for no cost to that nonprofit. This is actually a new facet that they've gone into. They do all the they have videographers come here. They do the scripting. They do all the video production, everything. We have an opportunity to have 3 different edits until we're satisfied with it. And then after that, it's like, okay, your third edit, you really should have it established. They host everything on their servers, so we don't have the necessity to have these larger videos taking up capacity on our servers. We have some requirements, too. We have to advertise that we had to promote the county video program with an HTML. Then there's also a letter. How they do this at no charge to the county is they get sponsorship from businesses. And I wasn't able to pull up the right video, but when you look at it, the one that I can show to you later is the county video's in the middle, and then there's different businesses have logos around it. And that's how they pay for their time and effort. No cost to Story County. They've done is they provided me a draft agreement. If the board's willing to look at this, I was going to send it on to Jessica to have her delve into the agreement and see if this was indeed a direction we wanted to go down. Talk to Barb, too, with IT, see if she had any concerns from the IT logistics perspective. But I've been looking at some of the videos they've done. They're very well done videos. Mm-hmm. They're short. They hit the key points and really no cost for us in the long term. So.
Well, in addition, I'd like to have Jessica review the agreement, but in addition to that, I'd like you to get Drew all the information. Drew, I'd like you to share it with Dan and Ron, because those are the people, the ones they work with are the ones who are going to be hit up to pay for it.
Right.
And
right.
I want to make sure that we're not getting something for free here at the county that's not really free
right.
to Story County.
Right.
So if you wouldn't mind just right. digging sure. into it and seeing if it's a good deal from you guys' perspective, that'd be outstanding.
And I had an opportunity to see this presentation at NACO a little over a year ago, and some of the counties around the country that have utilized it, really spoke in a high volume of not only what it brought to the county in terms of outreach to the public about some of the great things that are going on. But it did showcase the collaboration amongst a lot of the businesses and groups that make their county such an attractive place. And they said they saw some significant gains through economic development, tourism increased, people, you know, there were things that were able to be shown that they just weren't aware of, and so forth. And I think the plus for us right now is with Leanne's new role as outreach coordinator and so forth. When I first saw this, I kept saying, well, who's going to be the person that's going to be behind guiding this through? Because, you know, you've almost got to have a go-to person to help coordinate what you're really trying to do. And I'm just excited that you see the potential for it, and that as we dig more and try to see whether or not this is something that we as a county would like to embrace, what I've seen so far, I think you're the right person working with Drew and the ADC and other groups to see if this is something that we want to help showcase Story County on the national scale. And when I use it from this standpoint, these are the kinds of things that will be shown at the National Association of Counties annual conferences and so forth, that currently right now, Linda Langston with Linn County being past president of the association, Linn County has been able to be showcased in several things through their resiliency and through flood mitigation and other types of things. But I'm just very encouraged with all the different things that I'm seeing that we're engaged with as a total county through collaboration, not only with the city, but the ISU, the business community, et cetera. So I would just encourage you to continue to look at this, and if you think that you have something that you want to bring back to us or show at a later time, I think I would hope we would be receptive to it. But I do think it's important that we develop that core group, that partnership aspect of it, because it shouldn't just be driven by us. I mean, and that's my concern.
Yep.
Couple other highlights. I'll be gone that first week of May, just as a reminder, wrapping up my work with Economic Development Institute. So after that point, I think I officially graduate, actually, in May. So that will be nice.
Very cool.
And then still waiting to get all three comments back on a local foods plan, and then I'll bring that back.
You got mine?
Yes.
I don't want to know who else had
been.
I'm
not into food. I just like to eat food. So whatever you come up with.
Got to come from somewhere.
Whatever you come up with is going to be fine with me.
Are there any questions? Have I missed anything?
I just want to say again that board, we really, really did a nice job when we created this position, and we're sharp enough to put Leanne in this position. I mean, you look at what she's tackling and the benefit to Story County, really, really valuable. And Leanne, we appreciate your efforts. You've hit the ground running, and thank you. No other reports. Liaison assignments. Wayne.
Just briefly, I met with Deb prior to the Central Iowa Community Regional Governance Board, and we just kind of talked about some of the key items that was on the agenda and so forth. And we heard today from Bill Dodds with Optime and his approval of the services in terms of the incentive pay agreement, which was pretty much talked about, and there were several other reports that was given that we went over. So I think all in all, we are real pleased with where we are right now in terms of this agency of the Central Iowa Community Service. And moving forward, as we know, Deb has stepped down from her role as CPC, so we are functioning quite well with the change. And so they are evaluating the admin team and looking at additional job functions, because it's requiring somewhat of a reshuffling of duties on the part of the admin team. So really encouraged from that standpoint. Good. That's all I have.
Paul.
The ever non-ending saga of the improved audio in this room continues.
That's right. That didn't come back to us today.
No, she did. She did meet with or spoke with, I think, The individual that we met with, Shelley, was a salesman. She's actually spoken with an engineer. And I think there's more capacity in the unit we have now than was originally thought. So,
Salesman thought we had to buy something? Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's going to come back next week, because I think maybe Barb's gone next week, but she's got the notes typed up, and I think we're going to be able to get done what we want to get done.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
Public forum number two is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on today's agenda. Board's not going to take any action because we can't, but we might in the future. Anybody? Announcements from the supervisors. Wayne.
Well, I saw on my calendar that the Ames MPO was meeting tonight, but then I haven't received anything. And so I don't know if we're actually meeting or not, and I got a conflict. I can't be there. So I wanted to just have us double check to see that if they are meeting that, do you know anything about that, Drew, whether or not?
Yeah.
Okay, that may be what, and I just somehow I had plugged it into my calendar for this one, so that's good news because I was not going to be able to be there, and I was hoping that if that would be the case, someone could cover it for me. So
right.
Other than that, that's about it. Oh, we do have a safety committee meeting today at 2:00. We've got continue to have some exciting things coming down the pipe. We should hopefully have some discussion and talk a little bit more about the audit committee that we're going to be putting together that's, going to be, going around, working with, our, IMWCA, looking at various, departments. And I think this committee itself is just another one of the areas that we had talked about, safety-wise, to enhance our overall, position. I think we are one or two things away from, being able to apply, for one of the awards that IMWCA gets in terms of best practices by counties. And so I'm encouraged that we stay on that path. So just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. Anything?
Pass.
Pass from me.
Move adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.